From Tidbits on November 17th, 2008, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Doug McLean. Firefox 3.0.4 from Mozilla is a relatively minor update to the popular web browser, with changes focusing on various security and stability issues. Other enhancements include support for the Icelandic and Thai languages, and beta support for the Bulgarian, Esperanto, Estonian, Latvian, Occitan, and Welsh languages. Additionally, the internal public suffix list has been updated to include new domain suffixes. Finally, two bugs affecting saved passwords and proxy settings have been fixed. Coda 1.6 from Panic updates the website development tool with several new features. Chief among them is added support for plugins that extend functionality. Users can write their own plugins or download ones created by other users. Panic's website also includes a Coda developer zone where one can learn more about creating plugins. Other additions include a smart spelling feature that can check non-code text, increased subversion support, added find and replace capabilities, and an open quickly window that simplifies the process of finding and editing files. PDF Pen 4.0.2 from Smile on My Mac is a minor update to the PDF editing utility. Changes include an optional command to force OCR of an entire document, Bates numbering capabilities, that's a standard numbering system used in legal documents, improved support for preview, and a variety of other small fixes and improvements. All changes have also been made to the Pro version, PDF Pen Pro. iLife Support 8.3.1 from Apple is a minor security update to the suite of iTunes, iPhoto, iWeb, iDVD, iMovie, and GarageBand under macOS 10.4.11 Tiger. According to Apple's support page, this update improves overall stability and addresses a number of other minor issues. More specifically, the update addresses three bugs that cause program crashes and arbitrary code executions when viewing certain malicious TIFF and JPEG files. The update is necessary for only for Tiger and can be downloaded via software update or as a standalone download. NeoOffice 2.2.5 Patch 3 from NeoOffice updates the open source productivity suite with security-related bug fixes, macOS 10 services support, and experimental Snow Leopard support. The update's extended macOS 10 services support now enables NeoOffice's services menu items to open the corresponding macOS 10 applications. However, only services that read data are supported. For example, language conversion services are excluded. Finally, NeoOffice is now capable of running on Apple's recently released macOS 10.10.6 Snow Leopard developer seed. This update includes all bug fixes from previous NeoOffice 2.2.5 patches. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, download software, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.